This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We learned this week, yesterday, technically, that the trade deficit grew in January, mostly because of imports of products and services from overseas. They outpaced what we sold abroad. And that in and of itself isn't all that surprising, given that American consumers rely on other countries for much of the stuff that we buy. Globalization is the word you're looking for there. But it is worth pointing out that even though we imported more than we exported, those exports were up as well. And point of fact, exports of consumer goods and vehicles hit records in January, and that's even after accounting for inflation. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on.
A rise in exports is a sign that consumer demand in other countries is strong. Katie Russ, an economics professor at UC Davis, says look at vehicle exports.
They're up in Asia compared to a year ago. They're up in Europe and South and Central America compared to a year ago. So this is really a global phenomenon.
Russ says other countries are recovering from the pandemic.
We've recently seen the European Union raise its growth forecast for 2023 in the Eurozone. The IMF raised its 2023 projection for Japan's growth this year.
An uptick in U.S. exports is a little surprising. For one, the strong dollar has been making U.S. exports more expensive overseas. Rachel Brewster, a professor at Duke, says U.S. trade policy has actually been discouraging many exports.
Unilaterally, we've imposed a lot of export restrictions on sensitive goods such as semiconductors. And the negotiations that we have been doing are largely with Japan and the Netherlands on reaching a multilateral agreement to shut off more trade with China on the export side rather than liberalizing.
Some of the increase in exports might not reflect growing economies. Christine McDaniel, senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center, says pharmaceutical exports were up by a lot in January. Thing is,
a lot of trade in the pharmaceutical sector is intra-industry trade, that is, large multinational corporations shipping to and from each other.
But McDaniel says there is underlying strength in the export sector. Other types of consumer goods are selling fairly well, too.
Cell phones, jewelry, stereo equipment, appliances, sports, apparel, etc.
Any increase in exports is welcome news for U.S. factories, says Chad Moutre with the National Association of Manufacturers.
We want a growing global economy, right? We want to be able to sell more of our products that helps lift overall incomes in the U.S.
And as the global economy keeps improving, he says U.S. exports could keep growing in the long term. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.